Gary Thompson. I'm here with Randy Abrams, and this is the Malware Report. Randy, I heard the other day something called a redirect, and why is that a bad thing? What is a redirect, and why is it bad?
Well, there are a variety of types of redirects, and some of them are really good, and some of them are really bad. A redirect is when you type in a web address, for example, like www.eset.com, and it takes you to a different website. Now, I wouldn't want that to happen with eset.com, but maybe since our product is also known as Nod32, I want someone to be able to type in www.nod32.com and get to the eset website. Now, I wouldn't want to have to maintain two identical websites just because they have different addresses. So I use a redirect to send you to the one address that's good.
And that, if I'm developing my own website, which a lot of the listeners probably are, is there a limit on the number of redirects I can create for my website?
Probably not effectively. The limit would probably be how many you can afford to register. But, I mean, those are good redirects. But there's something called an open redirect that is not good. And that's where, using some trickery, if you will, you can type in a legitimate website like www.google.com. And if Google is okay on this, they don't do it wrong. But if they did their site wrong, they would allow what they call open redirects. And after the google.com, you can put in a few words and another website, and it's going to take you to the other website. And the problem with that is spammers can make it look like you're going to a website that you recognize that's legitimate and send you somewhere else. People that write malicious software can present you with what looks like a legitimate website, but if you don't understand redirection, which most users don't, you're not going to understand that the www.msn.com wasn't actually the important part. What was important was much farther down, and it's not actually taking you to a website, but it's trying to download malicious software onto your computer.
I see. So paying attention to the URL is really important, I would imagine, these days.
It is, but it's also very important for companies to configure their web servers properly, because web servers can be